The Nutcracker and Boris Godunov figure in our geo quiz today. Those are two famous Russian operas. They're going to be performed this season at Russia's historic ballet and opera theater. The building dates back to about 1776 and the reign of Catherine the Great. Can you name it? A $700 million restoration has been going on for the past 6 years to restore this structure to its imperial splendor. Today in Moscow, the theater was all lit up in blue and gold for its grand reopening. Politicians, billionaires, and famous ballerinas were among the invited guests. They all crowded into this theater that's outlasted the Tsars, the Bolshevik Revolution, two world wars, and the Soviets. So name this cultural symbol of Russia if you can. The answer is coming up after this break. I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is The World. Back to the USSR now for the answer to our geo quiz. Okay, Russia, really. We're looking for the name of the historic theater that Russian President Dmitry Medvedev calls a national treasure. The landmark reopened today after 6 years of restoration costing about $700 million. Russia's top ballet and opera stars were on the stage for the invitation-only performances. And outside the theater, crowds gathered. Robin Quick was among them. Hi, Robin.
Hi, Lisa.
Where were you?
I was in front of the Bolshoi Theater in Moscow.
Which is the answer to the quiz, and you are a theater teacher at Towson University in Maryland. What was it like to be outside during this spectacular reopening?
Well, it was actually quite thrilling. The Russians with whom I have spoken today and over the past several weeks have been just buzzing with the thought of this opening and their plans for where they were going to be and how they were going to watch it. And I really got a sense of that excitement being out in the very cold square, protected by the statue of Karl Marx from the wind, watching the crowd, watching the big screens. It's really intimately connected to, I think, many things that have happened in the history of Moscow.
So what was the featured performance by the Bolshoi tonight?
There were a number of different prominent Russian artists and moments from Russian and Soviet works of art. One thing that was exciting for me was the opening number. The stage basically showed a number of people dressed as construction workers, which I think was kind of an exciting nod to the past 6 years. And they were kind of milling around. All of a sudden, they turned around, and it was a wonderful choir and a wonderful orchestra singing the song Glory. That was a pretty amazing moment for me watching from outside.
Now, I know that you have a friend with you who is Russian, Olga Paravetsentseva.
Yes, I'm here.
Could you give us your own point of view on what needed restoring and what it looks like now?
I guess it just didn't have a restoration for a very long time, all through 90s. You know, one thing that struck me incredibly tonight, I came there on the square and the theater was beautifully lit, looking gorgeous. But something was different. That turned out to be the Soviet emblem, which disappeared. The Soviet emblem used to be on the top of the building, very visible, and was also part of our image of the theater. So I felt a little bit weird that it disappeared, but at the same time, I realized that it had to be done. It's a new look. It's a new look of the Bolshoi.